Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Over a billion people in India are unreached, but Christians sharing the gospel face increasing legal barriers. Then, solar-powered radios let Haitians hear the Bible daily. We'll unpack this story for you in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in India, where 12 of the country's 28 states have put anti-conversion laws on the books. Last month, Maharashtra state leaders promised to do the same. Now, if this happens, it'll become even harder to reach those who've never heard of Jesus. That's because India has the most unreached people groups in the world. According to the Joshua Project, they total 1.39 billion people. For Christians trying to spread the gospel, anti-conversion laws have led to accusations, attacks, and imprisonment. Here's Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA.
We know of dozens of pastors that are currently in prison under those anti-conversion laws for enticement.
And it's dangerously easy to fall afoul.
Oh, you invited someone to church. Oh, there was music playing at your church and someone heard it outside and walked inside and heard the gospel. Well, that was enticement. That was illegal enticement.
India's constitution promises religious freedom, yet persecution is driven by the Hindu majority government itself.
They would call it purifying India. And there are government ministers that have literally talked about the soil of India is Hindu soil.
Now that you know what's at stake, please pray for bold gospel witness to spread in India. Pray that Maharashtra state will uphold religious freedom. Elsewhere, Indonesia's Christians have built a strong biblical mindset that helps them overcome struggles. Bruce Allen from FMI says,
"They love Indonesia. They're very patriotic. And they want to see their nation be introduced to Jesus as their savior."
Challenges to this harmony often come from differences in religious views. In some areas, Muslim neighbors oppose the building of churches. Christians find solace in the faith of those who came before them.
The Bible is chock full of examples of people who have been oppressed for following the Lord, and yet how they stood firm, resolute.
These lessons are passed down through sermons and from parents to children. Sustainable peace, despite diversity, remains the goal. Believers know that there's only one way to achieve it, they say.
One of the ways we reflect Christ's love in our communities, we live at peace with people.
This peace enables them to start new churches. So far, FMI and local believers plan to plant 9 new churches.
We encourage the church planters, the disciple makers that we partner with to make sure that they are grounding the people in the truth of the scriptures so that they know how to respond.
To learn more about how you can pray, visit us at our website. And finally, solar-powered radios give Haitians access to the Bible, Christian teachings, and worship. Here's Kate Michelle from Radio TV 4VEH, a ministry partner of Transworld Radio.
All day, every day, they get to listen to the Bible, which for many people is the first time they've ever owned a Bible.
The solar-powered radio is an upgrade from the wooden box radios that 4VEH distributed in remote areas of Haiti back in the 1960s. The key difference, it now features a solar panel for easy recharging.
The whole project is called Resounding Hope because we long to hear the hope of Jesus resounding through Haiti's countryside, across the mountains, and all of that.
The 4VEH team equips themselves with solar radios to freely distribute in communities. In recent years, they've given out over 20,000, providing daily access to the gospel, plus programs on farming, health, family counseling, and worship music.
Our listeners have been giving to 4VEH for a long time because they see how important it is, not just in their own lives, but they see that as they can contribute to 4VEH, they're sending the gospel to places in Haiti where they can never go.
Pray that as the radio enters people's homes, the gospel will enter their hearts. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.